The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Oh dear, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Martin Luther King.
This is very shocking stuff. These are FBI surveillance tapes that were, you know, collected way back in the day. Secret FBI recordings that have been unearthed by a King biographer, a very well-respected man named David Garrow. He won a Pulitzer Prize for the book he wrote about King. Now he is shocked. He says these we're talking 40 to 45 different affairs, trysts with hookers, and more shocking things than that. For example, at the Willard Hotel near the White House, King was accompanied by his friend, another pastor named Logan Kearse, pastor of Baltimore's Cornerstone Baptist Church. They had several females from the church in the hotel room with them. Now, the files claim that they discussed which women would be suitable for natural and unnatural sex acts. One of the women protested, and Kearse immediately raped her. King watched and laughed and offered suggestions. And on it goes. It gets worse. I'll just leave it at that, because what he is saying now, he says, well, you know, the new information poses so fundamental a challenge to his historical stature as to require the most complete and extensive historical review possible. In other words, the pedestal's gone. The personal reputation of one of our greatest orators and civil rights leaders is forever ruined. The chief FBI agent at the time once told King that this would happen because the tapes would get out. I'm only wondering, what will the Me Too movement do about this one?
Just astonishing stuff. Right, the cyber attack issue.
This is another one, another astonishing story. I mean, it's a heck of a day. Baltimore has been struggling with a cyber attack of digital extortionists. They've frozen thousands of computers, shut down email, disrupted real estate sales, water bills, health alerts, a lot of other services. This has not just happened to Baltimore. From Texas to Pennsylvania, it's been happening to American cities. It has happened in other countries. And it turns out that a key component of this malware comes from the NSA. It's called Eternal Blue. Some hackers got their hands on it in 2017. The NSA connection has not been previously reported. The NSA doesn't talk about it.
God help me. Harley, what a Monday. All right. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Goodness me, that's enough to digest.